KFI AM 640, it's Conway Show. Steve Gregory joins us. This kidnapping suspect in Palmdale. He's now in an apartment building out there in Palmdale, which looks pretty cool. Nice apartment building. Steve joins us. Nice to see you, little buddy. What's the latest? What do you say? What do you know?
Yeah, so right now, this guy that took both CHP and Sheriff's Department on a long car chase in a Prius, no less. A Prius getting up to more than 90 miles an hour at some point. And it looks like a couple times they were able to get close enough to possibly do a pit maneuver, but then that didn't work. And then at one point, CHP thought they were getting pretty close to the car. The car bolted out in front of traffic, and then oncoming traffic from the other direction hit the CHP cruiser on the driver's side, rather, and sort of disabled it for a few moments. That's when CHP backed off of the chase, handed it back over to LA County Sheriff's Department. We're not sure where this chase originated, but we do know that the guy in the car is wanted for a possible kidnapping, maybe child abduction, and assault with a deadly weapon. So that guy drove through a neighborhood, ended up in a cul-de-sac, and then when he went through this cul-de-sac, the sheriff's deputies rammed his car into the car that was sitting in the driveway of some homeowner, but that guy was able to maneuver out of that, get out, go down the street, make another turn, and end up at this apartment complex. He jumps out, bolts to the entrance to this, or around the side of this apartment complex. The other person is, I presumably a woman is what we could tell, immediately jumped out, face planted on the pavement, put her arms up and spread eagle on the pavement. The guy ran around the corner and went into what it looks like kind of a breezeway entry into this apartment complex. Deputies were close behind. Then all of a sudden, everything came to a standstill. The guy had a bag in his hand, and then we found out through scanner traffic, unconfirmed, that he may have had a sawed-off shotgun in that bag.
Oh, Bobo.
And so he gets up in that balcony area on that second level, and at one point, it looks like it was him that was sort of leaning out over that. He has red shorts and a white T-shirt on, and then the deputies are all clustered down around that main entrance area off to the side to take cover. And then we were told shots were fired. We're not sure where those shots originated.
Wow. What an afternoon, huh?
Yeah.
And this is all happening live on TV. We're watching it on Channel 2 here in Los Angeles on KCBS. But if you're joining us around the world, because we just had our numbers come out around the world, we're getting a lot of people around the United States listening live. This is happening in Palmdale, which is about a 40-minute drive north of Los Angeles.
Right, and it started, I'm told now, Megan in our newsroom just told me, it started in Kern County just after 5 this afternoon.
Okay, for people listening outside of our main,
broadcast zone,
Kern County is a little bit north of Los Angeles County.
Right, it's the next county up from Palmdale. Lancaster.
That's right. Okay.
It's the next county up there.
Right. So this is happening in a, up in the, like a, sort of a desert community, wouldn't say you?
Yeah.
It's a, right?
Mm-hmm.
Antelope Valley, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely.
And it looks like this guy's now out off the balcony. He's backing up.
Oh, yeah. Now they got him. Yeah. So now they have him.
And now he's going to be taken into custody. That looks like Gascon standing between him and the cops. Is that him?
It's unknown at this time.
Oh, is he out there? Who's the guy waving his hand saying, don't you? That's the DA. Gascon. Oh, he's going into Gascon's car. He's got a parade float for him.
Well, you notice.
Give him a parade.
There is talk that perhaps this man knew the place he was going to, because you notice the guns, they still have the guns fixed on a person up on that balcony. And I can't tell if you look at it closely, it looks like maybe an older woman or some sort of a mom or an aunt or something.
So would mom get arrested if mom let him in?
No, not necessarily.
No?
Not if mom talked him into turning himself in.
You know, when I was growing up, and again, I'm a country bumpkin from the Valley Flats here in the San Fernando Valley, which for our international audience is just, what? I don't have to keep doing that?
What are you kidding?
Okay.
What are you
doing? All right. Listen, I'm trying to expand the show. But I know you like to keep it local, but I'm a big thinker. So anyway, for people who are watching right now, you see about maybe 20 cops out there, 20 deputies out there from the LA Sheriff's Department.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, I would be more comfortable being arrested by those cats than I would going into my mom's apartment.
Sure. No, I'm with you there.
Yeah.
My mother, she broke a wooden spoon on my ass one time
right.
from spanking me so hard. So.
Well, yeah, that's, you probably deserved it, right?
Well, I did.
Yeah.
Most undoubtedly. Undoubtedly, I did.
But you can't do that anymore. You can't hit kids anymore.
No.
Not that you should, but you can't.
This is It's still an active scene, if you notice. I mean,
how many cops are out there, you think? It looks like maybe 20?
25, easily. Right.
So, and by the way, the Palmdale-Lancaster area, they do not have their own police department. They're patrolled by the sheriff's department.
Yeah, they're a contract city.
And they're looking to cancel this contract because they think the sheriffs are heavy-handed out there. I met a sheriff out there. He seemed to be a pretty cool chap. So, I don't know. I don't know what the story is. But it looks like they got their guy here, and this might be coming to an end.
Yeah, I think at this point, they're just going to find out. I mean, here's the thing. They probably know already who the person was
and probably,
he was meeting up with. They already ran the plate. I'm not sure if it was even his vehicle or not. It's not really clear, you know, what the situation was.
Sure. Let's see what they're saying on Channel 2. Here we go.
You know, directly causing CHP to get in a serious crash. They finally came to their senses. And, you know, this one ended, remarkably abruptly. And that really is a rarity in these situations, especially when you consider everything that transpired and considering that this suspect was armed. But in the end, you know, they just glad that, you know, it took a long time, but just relieved that they finally came to their senses. And like you said, Jeff, that it didn't end so much worse.
Walking right by the suspect vehicle, that Prius there, as they load the suspect.
All right, they got their guy. So that's a Prius. They said he's doing 100 miles an hour. Our own Angel Martinez is a Prius owner herself, or a Prius mother, I guess. You can't say owner anymore.
Yeah, Prius mom. That's right.
All right. When you get that car up to 100, and I presume you have because you're pretty radical, is there a lot of noise that comes out of that car, a lot of humming and shaking and rocking and rolling?
You know, the later models have a better suspension than some of the older Priuses. So it depends on, it looks like he might have been driving one of the later models. And if so, the suspension's far tighter. There's less road noise. And he could easily haul over 90 miles an hour.
What's the maximum you've gone in your toaster?
Oh, my toaster has flown. I think I was actually going like 95 and I didn't even realize it.
Wow.
And I looked down and I'm like, whoa, I better slow this toaster
down.
So she got the
pursuit package.
I guess. That's great, man. That is awesome.
Well, you know, the Teslas have the ludicrous package and the Prius have the, you know.
The pursuit package.
The pursuit package, yes.
All right. It's come to an end. It's code 4, right, as they say?
Code 4, all clear.
All right. We're all clear. We'll come back and talk about why you don't have to wear a mask anymore. Is that what the CDC is saying?
No mask.
No mask. No mask?
No, I say no mask because that's the way in my little sushi restaurant, the little thing, if you go put your face in front of it, this voice goes, no mask, no mask.
Is that right?
Yeah, it screams at you.
Wow.
Even though I'm wearing a mask, it's real effective.
What sushi place do you go to?
I go to Izakaya.
7-Eleven?
Izakaya M on Ventura Boulevard.
Have you ever had gas station sushi?
No.
Yes.
No?
Have you had, Morgan, you've had gas station sushi?
Every other day.
Oh, my God. Where do you get it? Phillips, 76? You go to Shell? Where do you go?
Ralph's my go-to, although
that's not
a gas station.
I
know,
yeah.
I know. That's high-end gas station.
Right.
Or 7-Eleven.
Yeah. Do you get gas station sushi?
Yeah.
From where?
7-Eleven.
Okay.
It's not a gas station. What the hell's going on here, Tim?
Wait, it is a gas station.
Right. Well,
in the South.
In the South. Right. Here. Well, a few of them have gas.
But they have sushi.
All right. We got the guy there. He's done. And he broke the rule. The rule for chases in Southern California, you start at 6, right? And you end at 10. Enough of this crap
with
this 2:30, 3 o'clock crap.
The problem, the reason they're doing that, I know you're going to break, because they have not retrieved a gun yet.
Oh,
see, you got another guy. Look at that guy coming down from the balcony.
No, that's a replay, isn't it?
Is that a replay? Oh, it says earlier.
Maybe it is. Yeah.
No, it says earlier.
Eventually, we'll have 20 guys. Like, well, there's another guy coming out.
Oh, there's another guy coming out. Right. It looks just like the other guy.
Yeah. I think his name is Earlier. Stephen Earlier is coming out of that place. All right. Very good. We'll come back and talk about why you don't have to wear a mask anymore. We've come to perhaps the beginning of the end of this pandemic. Hallelujah. Great news, everybody, right? KFI AM 640, it's Conway Show. We're code 4 in the Antelope Valley, right? Code 4.
Code 4, all clear.
All right, very good.
Well, actually, we're not. No, I'm not really code 4. They're still there with guns.
Well.
I think they're still waiting. See, look. Oh, that's earlier.
No, that's live.
No.
Yeah, on the top left.
I think that's but Is that the lady?
Yeah.
I think that's the lady.
The lady. I think it's mom.
I think it's mom or somebody, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's the suspect's mom. Now, the suspect has been arrested in Palmdale. And she's now talking to about 14 cops who all have guns. And she's got to be thinking to herself and, like, replaying how she raised her kid and what happened, right? I mean, if you raise a kid who's running, who is on TV live with 15 officers pointing guns at him, at one point, instead of zigged, you zagged, right?
Well, at one point, let's go back to what started this. Apparently, it was an earlier report of a child abduction.
Right, but I'm saying the woman who raised that suspect is probably wondering where it went off the rails.
Right, and like they said, well, what would even possess my child to kidnap their child, if that's what's going on, and start from there.
That's right.
And then end with, like, come on, really?
That's right. All right, so what's going on with CDC with the masks? We have any good news?
So, yeah, if you're fully vaxxed.
I am.
Fully vaxxed.
Are you?
Then you and I don't need masks.
Are you fully vaxxed? Well, take yours off then.
I've been fully vaxxed for a long time.
I'll show you my mouth if you show me yours. I bet that's a line. Is that a line, Morgan, in a bar?
Yeah, I've heard it about 12 times by now.
Really?
Yeah, but you know that there's, and now Morgan.
Well, I've been married for, you know, how many years? 15, 16 years?
Right.
Well, I've been in the bars in 17 years. So to me, that's still a hip original line.
Just the
so.
Youth, yes.
Hip original.
It's original.
Hip original.
Hip and original.
You know, because Morgan, being a server, I don't know if you experienced this early on in the pandemic when you were allowed to go eat inside or outside. And there was a problem with mask discrimination, mask harassment. They called it mask harassment. Yeah.
Maskment. Yeah. Maskerment. Maskerment.
That's a hashtag, maskerment. Right?
That's right. You remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And where they were trying to lay odds of how hot the server might be.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And then they would say, can you pull down your mask? We want to see what you look like.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And that's then a thing.
They pulled down the mask because they were getting New York was having a huge problem with it. Guys right. were taking bets on saying, oh, I bet she's hot, but I don't know. I don't think she's that hot. And then they'd say, pull down your mask. And then they're like, oh, you win.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm a server at a restaurant.
Right.
No man has ever asked me to take my mask down. I'm kind of offended by this now.
That's horrible.
I'm really offended.
Yeah, you should be.
So.
Wow, that's a thing?
Yeah, it's a big thing.
This is really upsetting.
I've heard it 12 times already, Morgan. How about that? All right, so.
So if we're fully vaxxed indoors.
Right.
100%, meaning fully vaxxed. If you got your second shot and then you've been 2 weeks beyond your second shot, you're considered fully vaccinated.
Oh, that's cool.
Or if you've had your Johnson & Johnson shot 2 weeks after that, you've been considered fully vaccinated.
Have you had your Johnson shot?
I did Moderna.
Oh.
So at that point, if everyone in the room has been fully vaccinated, you don't have to mask up. But if one person in the room is not vaccinated, then you can't do that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me get this straight. But there's different laws in different counties.
Well, correct. Now, remember, when the CDC comes out with something, it's a recommendation. It's not a law.
And the local laws are state, county, city.
Right. So it'll go CDC. And in our case here, because I was on the call today with Barbara Ferrer, it'll go from the CDC to the feds. The feds will decide what to do. Then it goes to the state. Then the state decides what it's going to do. And then the county decides what it's going to do. So today, Barbara Ferrer with LA County Health said.
Dr. Barbara Ferrer.
Barbara Ferrer at the LA County Health Department said, we will wait to see what the state tells us to do. In the meantime,
state is saying June 15th.
Well, that was sort of a benchmark that the governor had already come up with by saying June 15th is when we're going to pretty much declare this thing over.
I see. Okay.
I'm paraphrasing.
Right.
Then what happened with this new CDC mask guideline today when they said fully vaccinated people don't have to wear their masks indoors, and they don't have to wear them outside in crowds unless it's like a football stadium. And then they want
prison.
And they still want you to wear your mask if you're at an airport, bus station,
Okay. Yeah. Right. Well, that's fine.
Because it's blended and mixed.
Right. That's fine. But if I go to the supermarket, I shouldn't have to wear it.
You don't? No, you should.
No, I shouldn't have to.
Well, that's up to you. That's, you got to figure that out on your own.
I'm vaccinated. You have to wear your card?
Yeah, but not everyone inside is. You don't know that everyone inside is.
Who cares, right?
I'm just telling you what the CDC says.
But if I can't spread it and I can't get it, Why is everyone running from me? Why is everyone so afraid of me?
I don't know, Tim.
I don't know.
You'll have to run that down, but you'll have to do
it. Hey, by the way, I worked on something earlier. I know you have I know you write music on weekends and, you know, you noodle with lyrics and stuff. And I spent all day coming up with a brand new opening theme song for the show. I'd like to get your opinion, sure, if you don't mind. Okay. You know, you seem bothered, but I'd like to get your opinion. Is that cool?
Sure.
Okay. All right. And give me your honest opinion. Ready? Here we go.
Live from Burbank, California, it's the Tim Conway Jr. Show, starring Tim Conway Jr., executive producer Sharon Vallio, traffic with Angel Martinez, newsman Michael Crozier, and board op and producer Russell Dalrymple, and our weekly guests Mark Thompson and Dr. Ray Kasheri. And now, the Tim Conway Jr. Show.
What do you think?
Is it time for a break?
You're such an a-hole. I spent all day working on that.
You spent all day on that?
And then you S on it. Let me at him. KFI AM at 640. Conway Show. They got their guy out there in Palmdale. Or at least we think. It could have been another guy in red shorts and another, you know, white t-shirt. That's possible. But it looks like they may have gotten their guy. All right. The very first officer that was ever killed in the line of duty on the SWAT team is a very beautiful man named Randall Simmons. I never met him. I never got to know him, but evidently everybody in the community loved this man, and especially his wife, who has as big a heart and is just as beautiful in the community as Randall Simmons was, and she's with us. Lisa Simmons. Lisa, how are you?
Hi, Tim. How are you?
Hey.
Thank you for having me on your show.
We should start the show every day with you. You have the best energy in the world. I now know why Randall said, spend the rest of my life with me.
Oh, thank you so much, Tim. I appreciate that.
So you're involved in a project right now that is really cool, and it couldn't have been better. It couldn't be better timing.
Exactly. So, yeah, I'm collaborating with a DCI communication, a gentleman by the name of Vincent Del Savo. Producers have come to me since Randy's demise and asked me if I would, you know, collaborate with them on doing a documentary and also a television show or movie as it pertains to his life. So I'm really excited about it. And I think the timing couldn't be more perfect.
Oh, it really is great. I remember I was living in Tarzana that horrible night, and I heard, you know, fire truck after ambulance after cop after helicopter, and my wife said, "Oh, there must be a big accident somewhere." I'm like, "No. These sirens have been going on for 2 hours. There's something horrible going on." And then I was fortunate enough to meet you. I think we met. I want to say through Andy Nyman. Is that possible?
Yes, that's correct.
Andy Nyman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Commander Andy Nyman. Uh-huh.
Right. And then you also have the run up at the Police Academy. Is that still going on every year?
You know, we kind of took a break from it due to the fact that Randy's event was getting so large that it was actually, you know, taken away from the Memorial Foundation. So we just took a break from it. But let me tell you that LAPD has been so supportive since Randy's death. And I just really appreciate Chief Moore and the men and women in blue who are they're just amazing people. And they've done an awesome job with just supporting me and my children.
I understand, and I can't tell you who told me this, but I understand that there's not a day that goes by where you don't get a phone call, a text, or an email from somebody in LAPD.
Exactly. And like I said, they've been very supportive, and the guys are SWAT have become my brother and my kids, their uncles. So You know, that family, the LAPD family, is just amazing. And I can't say enough about them. It's been 13 years, but for the family, it's like yesterday that it happened. And, you know, they've just been very supportive, and I truly appreciate them.
That's
They're
amazing.
Good men and women.
All right, so we're going to talk to the director. I think it's Vincent DeSalvo, right?
Correct.
Okay,
yes,
and then when this comes on, you have an open invite to come in anytime, but you can't wear a mask. You got to come in without that mask on so we can see that face of yours.
Okay, okay, we'll do.
All right, thank you for calling. All right, there's Lisa Simmons. Now let's talk to Vincent DeSalvo. Vincent, how are you, sir?
I am very well, Tim. Thank you.
Excellent. How did you get hooked up with this great project?
Well, Lisa had begun talks with a production company about a feature film, and the producers behind the feature film believe that a documentary made prior to the feature would help support the feature, help make people aware of Randy's story. And they approached me and said, would I like to be involved? And my background is in documentaries. And once you hear a story like this, you just want to get completely involved in it because the story is so compelling. And like you, I never met Randy, but doing a couple of years of research about Randy and his past and what he's done in the community, I feel like I know him extremely well. So now it's become a very emotional project for me as well.
You know, I don't think I've heard a story in the, you know, 50-some-odd years that I've been living here in Los Angeles of a guy who was involved in law enforcement that spent more time volunteering than Randy Simmons.
Well, think about it. We have had fallen officers in L.A. in the past, and there's always a huge turnout for the funerals. The city supports its men and women in blue. But 15,000 people from all over the world came to Randy's services, and that had more to do with what he meant to the community and the people around him in those underserved communities than his time on the force. He's an extraordinary human being, and we have begun filming interviews with not only SWAT members who were with Randy evening, but other police departments, or, sorry, other police officers. And they have the most incredible things to say about him. He is a legend inside LAPD. And
he is. He absolutely
is. A remarkable guy.
So, Vincent, when does this come out?
Well, that's the ultimate question. We've begun filming. We are in need of additional funds to complete the filming. So if anybody out there listening would like to donate, we're a 501c3 through the Randall Simmons Foundation. They can go to that website. I'm sorry, I don't have the URL in front of me. But we have begun filming already. We've been doing that on our own dime and trying to capture as much of this as we can. And as Lisa said, Tim, and this is really important, LAPD has given us a letter of intent, which means that Chief Moore and the entire force are behind this project. They endorse it. They're providing resources and personnel. So it's an important project to them. And as you said earlier, this could not be any more timely than it is now.
Yeah, I think it really is great. The website, by the way, I believe it's randallsimmons.org.
You got it.
Okay. But, man, when it does come out, I'd love to be the a guy in the front row cheering it on. It's perfect timing for this. And I hope you get the money to finish it soon and it comes out ASAP.
Thank you so much, Tim.
I really appreciate you coming on.
My pleasure.
All right, there he goes. Vincent DeSalvo. If you want to contribute to this, maybe even, a couple of bucks, right? Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L, Simmons, SIMMONS.org. And this is a story that and a documentary that a lot of people will talk about. And I imagine eventually it'll end up on Netflix or Amazon or Hulu or whatever. And I hope a lot of people get to see this because this man, Randy Simmons, if you ask any officer who's ever met him or anybody who's ever met anybody who met him, they can't stop talking about him. RandallSimmons.org, RandallSimmons.org, a real, true American hero. KFI AM 640, it's Conway Show. Oh, what a great song. Superstition. Come on, let's crank it up. There's nothing we can say that's better than this. It's KFI AM 640. It's Conway's show. When Juwan was here one night, you know, he fills in for Russ. Great board app. Great dude. And I was playing that song during a break, and he knew it. And I'm like, well, he's pretty young to know that, right? That song. I'm like, how do you know that song? He goes, oh, my grandparents love it. Made me feel great.
And old.
Stevie Wonder's birthday.
It is Stevie Wonder's birthday today.
Yes, sir. So.
Hey! Happy birthday, Stevie Wonder. Also, Wonder's birthday is today. And you know who else's birthday is today? Is B. Arthur from the Golden Girls.
Yeah.
Right? Her birthday is today. And a buddy of mine, Jeff Lowy, turned 58 today. And so all my other buddies that I've known since third or fourth grade who know him, there's like 10 of us, they said, oh, happy birthday. And I said, oh, by the way, today is Frank Sinatra's birthday, too. You share a birthday with Frank Sinatra.
Oh, how cool is that?
Okay. Now, I just say that to people to make them feel good.
Oh.
And I didn't know the guys were going to look it up. And they looked up, like, oh, no, it's December 12th. I'm like, why didn't you know, I didn't mean for you to look it up. You know, just accept that it may be his birthday today, and you share a birthday of Frank Sinatra. Why do you look it up?
Shows a lot of trust in your friends.
It's unbelievable, right? Trying to make a guy feel good, and then they crapped all over it. Anyway, I got an email. I wanted Steve Gregory to come back because I got an email from when you were on prior to.
Oh, this ought to be good.
Okay, right?
Yeah.
It says, Dear Conway Show. Right? They're writing to the show, not to me or anybody, just the show.
Okay.
Your segments with Steve Gregory are great. It would be fantastic if he can come on every single night at the top of the show and give us what he knows from his day experience in dealing with all these stories. If he's available, it would be a great addition to have him on every single day at 6 p.m. Love, and it says B.Sally. I don't know what that means. Maybe her last name is Sally, or I don't know. Maybe it's not Sally at all. B.Sally, okay? So this woman or this man, B.Sally, right? Maybe it's Bert Sally. I don't know, right? Thinks that you should come on every single day at 6. Loves your reporting, right?
I'm so sorry, dude. But
this you got to go?
I got to get this one. Yes, Captain.
Yeah. God almighty. There's something. I mean, he's on the biggest talk station in arguably the biggest market in the United States. And the guy gets a phone call.
Is he saying he has something better to do?
I guess he's on a different radio station now doing a phoner.
I did hear him say captain, though.
Yeah. There's a guy on another station, you know, in Los Angeles, Captain and the Warden. It's a young duo that does a talk station.
Oh, okay.
But he's live on KFI right now.
I know, but he left KFI to go do another radio show. It is so insulting.
The audacity.
It's just crazy, right? But I don't know. All right, maybe he's almost off.
He's in the room on the conversation.
Yeah, he does a. There's a podcast called Captain and the Warden, and Steve is a special guest.
But they
time.
Have a cool intro.
Yeah, they do. But they're not as cool as our Mayberry RFD.
I will tell you this.
All right,
the suspect is still in the apartment complex.
Oh, that's not the suspect.
No.
Oh, so, you know what's right? Crozier nailed Chris it. Crozier, standing ovation for Michael Crozier, man.
Yeah, Crozier.
Thank you very much. Powers of observation.
How did you know that?
In all deference, you know, you and Steve, Steve's back was facing the TV, so at the moment that the guy was kind of hopping over the balcony and kind of climbing down to the cops, and he got pulled away, cuffed and pulled away, there was something about him, just the way he was acting to me, it didn't appear to be like he was their guy.
Really?
The way that they were acting, the way that he was acting.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
Well, Steve, and so I'm sure Steve can attest to this. When he's been enough to these things that, you know, if there's ever any sort of question, you can tell by somebody whether or not that's the guy they're looking for sure.
Sure.
Well, all right, so the guy in Palmdale that they arrested is not the guy they're looking for.
No, he's still barricaded inside.
Wow.
I just got, that's why, the call was pretty important, Tim, so I'm sorry about that.
Okay, that's fine. But who is the guy they arrested?
Here's the thing. We don't know that he's arrested.
Well, who's the guy they handcuffed?
They don't know yet. So that's, we're trying to figure out whether he's a relative or whether he put on the clothes of the other guy.
Ah.
Because he had red shorts and white t-shirt, the driver of the car. That's why there was the assumption made this was the suspect. That was not necessarily the case. We don't know whether they switched clothes or whatever the case was, but he was in that apartment, this guy, but that's not who they were looking for.
Wouldn't it be really unfortunate if the guy that they did handcuff is just living in the same apartment building, and he runs track for Stanford University, and he just happens to be in the building, right? What a horrible...
Sure, Tim.
Yeah, horrible, horrible day for that guy.
What horrible.
All right, so they're still looking for this guy. So,
they're not looking for him. He's barricaded in that complex, and they do have it completely contained and surrounded, so he's not getting out.
So this might go on for hours.
This could go on for a while. That's why they put, if you notice, they put up a ladder on the other side, so I don't know whether they're still evacuating or Special Enforcement Bureau, a.k.a. SWAT's going to go in.
Oh, my God.
Is it just sheriffs at this point?
Yeah. This is the sheriff's caper.
Okay. All right. Real quickly.
Sorry, anyway, man. I'm so sorry.
I totally get it.
Breaking news, man.
I'm glad we had the breaking news right here on the show. Anyway, this person, B.Sally, thinks you're great, and you should come on the show every night at 6 p.m.
Okay.
Loves that you're out there all day long gathering information, and you can come on every night at 6, right? That's a huge compliment.
Sure. I'm flattered.
I mean, to be in your, 30th year in radio?
Something
40th?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. And to get an email like that must make you feel great.
Yeah. And, obviously I love the show. And
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, conversely, you got a text about our interview or a Facebook or a tweet.
Yeah, I got a message from a listener who's
fan. They heard the same interview.
Yes.
And what did they say?
And this is a big fan of the show, and I apologize in advance to expose this, but it's important to talk to you to tell you about this.
You have to mention the person.
Thursday, May 13th, and I'm listening to Timmy be snotty, rude, and obnoxious to you, but you handle it very, very well. I salute you.
They heard the same interview.
Right.
B. Sally and that dude heard the same interview, and one said you should be on every night, and the other one was I'm an a-hole.
Well, they didn't say that. They
said
they snotty and rude and obnoxious.
Well, if somebody was like that all day, you'd say, oh, a-hole, right? They heard the exact same interview and had two different opinions.
But I'll tell you something, that the time that you threw the gel at me, remember that?
Well,
I got like three or four people, listeners, and I guess it's funny because you know as well I do. You and I have been doing this. We're the same age. We've been doing this a long time.
Right.
You don't really realize the connection you make with people.
I get it, right.
And then how protective they get.
Steve came in here one night and he sneezed and I took a handful of Purell and I threw it at him.
This was early in the pandemic.
Right. Very early.
Yeah, this was. So,
and I would do the same thing today.
Yeah, so he, yeah, exactly.
All right. Steve, thanks for coming
in. Oh, sure.
Giant stud. All right. So you'll be on this thing in Palm Beach.
Yeah, it looks like it. So,
okay. All right, we're live on KFI AM 640.